Today, Body and Mind welcome Chef Rum to our platform. Welcome, Chef Rum.
Thank you, Taryn.
So, Chef Rum, tell us a little bit about you. Where are you from, and how did you get involved with cooking?
I can remember myself cooking ever since I can remember myself, really, even as a child. But it started when I was 16, and I left my home. Growing up on a kibbutz, you leave your parents' home at 16 and you live on your own. And although you do have a dining room to go and eat in, we normally opt to cook our own food, which I did. I guess it was my passion already. It carried on right through my army service and after that. In 96, when I came to South Africa, I got involved in the pub and club management scene, and I was more into the bar. I was managing bars, but forever sticking my nose into the kitchen and sniffing and looking and obviously cooking at home, until eventually I realized that this was my passion, and I went to the chef school of Crew Leaf in Gauteng, and I did my course there, and I guess the rest is history.
Oh, divine. Now, Chef Rum, let's chat about conscious cooking and your fabulous falafel. What does conscious cooking mean to you?
Okay, so conscious cooking to me is knowing where your food comes from, what is it, and doing the right thing with it. And that is for any type of food, whether you're going to cook it, or whether we're talking about your cereal in the morning or your tomato. So your meat, where does it come from? Does the animal, has the animal suffered? Do you care? If you don't, okay. But has it been exposed to antibiotics? Has it been exposed to growth hormones? Do you care about giving yourself and your child growth hormones and antibiotics? Do you care if your crops have been sprayed with pesticides such as Roundup and the like, which cause great harm to your body? So just, it's about knowing everything you need to know about your food and then cooking with that food or eating that food out of knowledge.
Okay, that's very interesting, Chef Rum. In my personal experience, I know a lot of my friends and family shop at the mainstream stores like Spar, Checkers, Pick and Pay, sometimes Housewives Market. So how would people like them go about finding out this kind of information? How would you find out where that animal came from, how it was raised, even the food? Would you be able to give us some advice on that?
Well, up here in the Upper Highway, in terms of meat, I prefer the Richden Spa Butchery. They take all their meat from Highbury Meats, which is organic, and it is no antibiotics, no growth hormones, which is good enough for me. And the butcher is great, so you can also speak to him. His name is Jason, and he can always give you advice, different cuts and things like that, and it's great. He's a brilliant guy. So I came right with that. But if you live in Durban, I'm pretty sure that you can look around and find there will be butcheries that accommodate the free range and the non-antibiotic and no growth hormone. Woolies is one of them. I used to use Woolworths before. And wherever you find it, just stick to it. And it is there. I cannot give you an exact site. I don't have a site that I go to try and see. I don't know of one. But the internet is a great tool. Go on there and look at what is there around you. Pop into the butchery and ask them. They might not have, and they might direct you somewhere else.
Okay. That's really good advice. Thank you very much. Now, Chef Rum, you are indeed a very busy and talented man, and I'm sure you're able to teach this knowledge of conscious cooking in your classes. So please tell our listeners about the classes and courses that you offer.
Okay, so what I offer is really custom-made. So we don't have a curriculum or a choose from these dishes or anything like that. What I like to do is I like to come to your home and teach you how to cook in your home with your dishes, with your sink and your oven and So you don't come to me and or to a venue and you cook on something else. Then you go home and you say, ooh, how do I convert that into my own cooking? Secondly, I always like to speak to the person and chat about what is it that you want to do. Do you want to do meat? Do you want to do poultry? Do you want to do fish? Do you want to do vegetables? You know, and whatever it is that you want to do, we can do. My last two up here were, and we keep them small. So we had two of them for 8 people each. And so it was 4 couples. First one was just girls. So it was a girls' night. And we did everything vegetarian, and they were absolutely amazed with what you can achieve as vegetarian. And the next, I think it was about 2 weeks later, the husband